This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with 2018 Sport Kaleidoscope. I'll start with 14 January 2018, badminton. Tommy Sugiarto becomes champion of Thailand Masters 2018. Tommy Sugiarto won the men's singles in the 2018 Thailand Masters Badminton Championship. In the final, Tommy successfully defeated Jun Hao Leong from Malaysia on Sunday, January 14, 2018, with two straight sets, 21-16 and 21-15. This title is the second in a row won by Tommy in a similar event. Last year, the 29-year-old player also came out as the best after defeating host Kantapon Wang Charun. For Tommy, this victory is his sixth Grand Prix title. He won the other five in Thailand Masters 2017, Indonesia Masters 2015, 2018 German Open, 2011 Indonesia Masters and Taiwan Open 2011. Still from badminton, Indonesia wins two titles in the 2018 Daihatsu Indonesia Masters Tournament. Indonesia confirmed two titles in the 2018 Daihatsu Indonesia Masters Tournament, which took place at Istora Senayan, Jakarta on Sunday, January 28, 2018. Men single player Anthony Sinisuka Ginting showed a brilliant achievement by winning the title and defeated Japanese player Kazumasa Sakai with a score 21-13, 21-12. Meanwhile, the men's doubles pair Kevin Sanjaya Sukamulyo, Gideon Marcus Vernaldi successfully defeated Chinese double Li Junhui and Liu Chuqian with rubber set 11-21, 21-10 and 21-16. I'll end the January Sport Kaleidoscope with cycling. After a 7-year vacuum, the tour to the Indonesia Cycling Tournament was held again from January 25 to 28, 2018. It was followed by 15 continental cycling teams fighting for a total of 2 billion rupiah in prize money. This event crossed four stages within 640 kilometers, starting from Parambanan Temple in Sleman to Denpasar, Bali. Arya Punsafat from Laos won the Tour de Indonesia 2018, although on the last stage from Gilimanuk to Denpasar, Bali on Sunday, he only finished fourth. With this result, Arya also brought his team, the Thailand Continental Cycling Team, to be the champion for the team category. Meanwhile, Indonesian main cyclist Abdul Ghani, who joined the KFC cycling team Samarinda East Kalimantan, failed to maintain a yellow jersey or champion per stage that was carried since stage 1. Even so, Abdul Ghani remained happy from the result of the second stage he won. First of all, I thank my team and my sponsor who have supported me in the second stage, and I am very proud. I present this winning to my team.
Voice of Indonesia.
Next in February, I'll begin with Wushu. The Indonesian Wushu team wins in Russia. The Indonesian Wushu team won 3 gold medals, 2 silver medals and 1 bronze medals in Sanda number during the Moscow Wushu Star Championship in Moscow, Russia from February 16 to 20. The Indonesian Wushu team manager Novita in the official press release of the Indonesian Wushu Executive Board in Jakarta on Tuesday, escorted by Antara, said, "This was a positive result because of Indonesia had to compete with athletes from China and India." The three Indonesian athletes who won the gold medal in the Sanda number in Russia were Rosalina Simanjuntak in the women's 48 kg class, Selvia Pertiwi in the women's 52 kg class, and Yusuf Widianto in the men's 56 kg class. Meanwhile, two silver medals were presented by Mei Yulia Rengsi in the 60-kilogram women's class and Yudi Cahyadi in the men's 65-kilogram class. In addition, one bronze medal was won by Abdul Haris Sofyan in the men's 60-kilogram class. The Moscow Wushu Star is followed by a number of countries from Asia and Europe such as Armenia, Belarus, Belgium, China, India, Indonesia, Italy, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Lithuania, France, Russia, and Uzbekistan. Still in February, in soft tennis, Indonesia wins a gold medal at the 2018 Thailand Open Soft Tennis Tournament. Indonesia soft tennis national training athletes won the gold, silver, and bronze medals at the 2018 Thailand Open Soft Tennis Tournament. Chairperson of the Indonesian Soft Tennis Association, Pesti Martuama Saragi, explained, "In the tournament, which took place at the tennis court of Suranari Technology University, Nakhon Ratchasima, Thailand, from February 21st to 27, 2018. Indonesian team competed with the host team Thailand, Japan, China, Taiwan, Cambodia, and Mongolia.
Voice of Indonesia.
March begins with badminton. Indonesia's men's doubles pair continues the tradition of champions at All England. Indonesia won one title in the All England 2018 BWF World Tour Super 1000 through Kevin Sanjaya Sukamulyo and Marcus Fernaldi Gideon. This pair, who are world number one male doubles, defeated their arch enemy Matthias Boe and Carsten Mogensen from Denmark in the final with a score 21-18-21-17. Regarding the victory of the Indonesian men's doubles, head coach Harry Faith Firnadi said, Kevin and Marcus did not seem to experience too many problems with the new service rules, but it was considered beneficial to the double pair because it enabled them to drive serve. In this first game, there were a lot of drive service to steal opportunities.
Voice of Indonesia.
Let's switch on to April. I'll start from chess. Defeating world chess players Novendra Priasmoro became the champion in Bangkok, Indonesia. Young chess player Novendra Priasmoro, 19 years old, won the Bangkok Open International Chess Tournament in Thailand, which ended on Saturday, April 21, 2018. He recorded 8 points without ever being beaten in the championship, followed by 196 chess players from 37 countries. He won 7 wins and 2 draws. On the way to becoming a champion, he defeated the first seeded grandmaster, Hrant Melkumyan, rating 2,669 from Armenia. He also had a draw with GM Nigel Short, 262, from England. Besides the title, Novendra also received an additional rating of 25.5 points. Still in April on archery, Indonesia wins bronze in the World's Archery Championships in Shanghai. Indonesian archers at the 2018 World Archery Championship in Shanghai, China, won a bronze medal through Diananda Khoirunnisa and Ega Agata pair. Both won bronze medals in mixed team recurve numbers. As stated by the Indonesian Consulate General in Shanghai, Tuantara Shanmen, on Monday, April 30, Diananda and Ega defeated the mixed doubles from the United States, Freddie Ellison and Kathuna Lorik, with a score of 6-0. Before getting bronze, Diananda and Ega defeated two other mixed pairs from Italy and France, each with a score 5-1 and 6-2. But unfortunately, Diananda Ega steps stopped in the semi-finals after being beaten by the world's strongest team, South Korea.
Voice of Indonesia.
The sport kaleidoscope continues to May. I'll start from pencaksilat sports. The Indonesian pencaksilat team wins gold in Belgium. The Indonesian pencaksilat team won 6 gold, 2 silvers, and 2 bronze medals at the 2018 Pencaksilat Belgium Open competition in Schoten-Antwerp, Belgium, on May 5th and 6th. The Open tournament was the 23rd time held in Belgium by Bond Pencaksilat Belgium, the Belgian Pencaksilat Federation, which was founded 36 years ago. The annual Pencaksilat Championship was followed by 120 fighters from 12 countries, including Indonesia, Belgium, the Netherlands, Britain, the United States, Azerbaijan, and Austria. Indonesian Ambassador to Belgium, Yuri Otamrin, when opening the championship, expressed his appreciations to Ludo Peters, Belgium's chairman of Fond Pencaksilat Belgium, for his efforts to introduce Pencaksilat to Belgium and other European countries. Next is badminton. The Indonesian Thomas Cup stops in the semi-finals. The Indonesian men's badminton team finally stops at the 2018 Thomas Cup tournament after being defeated by China 3-1. China sealed victories in the semi-final match at Impact Arena, Bangkok, Thailand on Friday night, after the pair Li Chunhui and Li Yuchen defeated Indonesian men's doubles Hendra Setiawan and Muhammad Ahsan with a score 21-17, 18-21 and 21-12. Though the Indonesian team could not reach the championship target this year or even equalize the achievement as a finalist in the Thomas Cup 2 years ago, the China's teams itself finally won the Thomas Cup after defeating Japan in the final match. I'll end the May kaleidoscope with BMX cycling race. Rio Akbar becomes the champion of the Asian BMX Championship 2018 in Thailand. Indonesian BMX cyclist Rio Akbar won the 2018 Asian BMX Championship held in China, Thailand. Rio Akbar defeating host City Chok's Kaif Srikau and Japanese cyclist Taiji Ikegami, who finished second and third. Indonesian BMX national team coach Dadang Haris Purnomo in Banyuwangi on Monday said, was satisfied with Rio's achievement and the success was proof of the result of a training camp in France, as well as the experience gained in participating in the World Championship in Netherlands and Belgium. In the 2018 Asian BMX, Indonesia deployed three male elite cyclists, namely Rio Akbar, Igusti Bagus Saputra, and Tony Sharifuddin, but only Rio and Bagus could manage the final round. Let's move on to June's soft tennis. Indonesian soft tennis wins in the German Open. Indonesian national training team of soft tennis managed to control the arena of the 11th Soft Tennis German Open 2018 in Frankfurt, Germany from June the 1st to 3rd by gaining 6 gold medals, 5 silver and 4 bronze. The international tournament was followed by 4 countries, namely the host Germany, Poland, India and Indonesia. After the success in Germany with almost the same members, the Indonesian soft tennis team became victorious again in another championship which took place in Thailand. The Indonesian team won 5 gold, 3 silvers and 5 bronze medals from an international tournament titled the 4th Agile World Tour Soft Tennis Championship in Pattaya, Thailand on June 7-11, 2018. I'll end the June sport kaleidoscope with bridge. The Indonesian bridge team triumphs in Bulgaria. The Indonesian bridge team triumphed in the 36th International Bridge Festival Alpina 2018 with 4 gold, 2 silvers and 5 bronze medals. The bridge championship in Bulgaria took place from June 19 to July 1st. At the event, the All Indonesian Bridge Board of Trustees Chair and the world coach from Poland, Christoph Martens, who handled the Indonesian national team, received a committee award as an honorary guest. While the general chairman of the All Indonesian Bridge, in addition to getting a charter as an honored guest, also received a trophy for the third mini team champion in pairs with its daily chairs, Handoyo Susanto, and player from Moldova.
Voice of Indonesia.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 3325 kHz. You can also listen through audio streaming at www.voinews.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello there, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder, a regular segment featuring Indonesian tourism, like places of interest and also tourism activities like natural tourism and also culture. Today I will introduce Tegunungan's waterfall in Gianyar, Bali province, so stay tuned in to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Besides through shortwave on 3325 kHz, you can also listen to this program via www.voinews.id. Most tourists coming to the famous Bali Island will definitely visit Kuta Beach and Ubud. Both tourist attractions do offer natural charms, but with different criteria. Kuta is more suitable for those who want to vacation on white sandy beach, while Ubud is more for those who prefer natural attractions in the form of terraced rice fields or natural waterfalls. One of the tourist attractions around the Ubud area that you must visit is the Tegunungan Waterfall. Tegunungan Waterfall in Gianyar has another name, that is Kemenuh Waterfall because it is located in Kemenuh Village in Gianyar District, Sukawati Sub-District. Most of the waterfalls in Bali are located in mountainous areas or areas that have highlands, but Tegenungan Waterfall in Gianyar is the only waterfall in the lowland. It has a height of about 15 meters with quite a lot of water. This waterfall looks clear if it is not the rainy season or in dry season. While in the rainy season, around December to February, it looks brownish and the water discharge is also very large. At the bottom of the waterfall, there is a small area like a pool. The water here is very clear and nice, so you can play in it or dip yourself. But during the rainy season, it is recommended not to be there because the water discharge is very huge. In this tourist spot, besides being able to see the scenery of the waterfall, you can also see some temples and water pouring from natural springs. Tegenungan Waterfall is located on a strategic route, namely the Sukawati Ubud Tourist Route. From Denpasar, the capital of Bali Province, it is around 16 kilometers with a travel time of around 45 minutes. The location of the waterfall is not on the edge of the road. To get there from the parking lot, you need to go down hundreds of stairs. Therefore, it takes a strong physical to get to this Tegenungan Waterfall. To enter the Tegenungan Waterfall, you have to pay 15,000 rupiahs per person. It's around $1. Because there is no public transportation to get to this tourist spot, you have to bring your own vehicle. But this is not difficult because in Bali, it is very easy to find a car rental service provider. But for those of you who are not accustomed in driving on a rather damaged and small road, it is recommended to rent a vehicle with the driver. Feeling tired after going down and upstairs, you can rest while eating and drinking in a small stalls or in restaurants that are around the tourist attraction of the Tegenungan Waterfall. Because the waterfall is a public tourism area, so the local government also provides several supporting facilities such as a large parking area as well as several villas. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder Today featuring Tegenungan Waterfall in Gianyar, Bali. If you are on holiday in Bali, take time to enjoy the freshness and health beauty of this Tegenungan Waterfall tourist spot. Tomorrow, we will meet again with other interesting topic. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih.
Thank you for still being with us at Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please send your email to voi@voinews.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment, Miscellany.
Miscellany.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Miscellany. This edition addresses the topic of learning oyster cultivation from Japan. Stay tuned in to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia on 3325 kHz, audio streaming at www.voinews.id or through the RRI Play application. The cultivation of oysters began to develop in several areas in Aceh province, one of which was in Gampong Alua Naga, Siah Kuala District, Banda Aceh City. There is an oyster cultivation belonging to a group of women assisted by Natural Aceh. They use containers in the form of racks and rafts measuring around 5 meters. The containers are made of wood or bamboo to become around 20 boxes. Oyster cultivation has not been done by all oyster fishermen in this region. Most of them are still looking for oyster in the traditional way. For this reason, the Banda Aceh City government has collaborated with Japan. On December the 25th, 2018, Mayor of Higashimatsushima, Japan, Iwao Atsumi and party visited Banda Aceh to help developing or cultivating oysters in Gampong Alua Naga, Siah Kuala District, Banda Aceh City. He said it would be conducted as was done in Higashimatsushima City. If the oyster cultivation of Gampong Alua Naga has good quality, then the oyster can be exported so that it has a positive impact on the economy of the community. Iwao Atsumi further stated, in addition to cultivating oyster, they would also cultivate seaweed in Banda Aceh. According to him, these two commodities have the potential to be developed in Aceh. Previously, Mayor of Banda Aceh, Aminullah Usman, made a working visit to Higashimatsushima, Japan. While there, the mayor and his party visited a modern oysters cultivation owned by Koki Kimura. The location of this cultivation is close to Tonanobiru Harbor, Higashimatsushima. According to Aminullah, by modern means, the owners of oyster cultivation in Japan do not need to go directly to the pond when harvesting oysters. They use sophisticated boats when harvesting oysters. In addition to economic value, the cultivation location of Koki Kimura's oysters is also a popular tourist attraction. Tourists who visit can feel the sensation of harvesting oysters directly on the pond. The mayor of Banda Aceh said that he supported and encouraged the development of oyster cultivation in Aceh because the cultivation of oysters using modern methods like in Japan can improve the welfare of oyster farmers in Aceh. Well, that was Miscellany Today featuring Learning Oyster Cultivation from Japan. We'll meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. See you then!
Again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. We would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing your reception reports on our broadcast. And now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Philip Konans in Germany. He was listening to our broadcast in German program on November the 1st, 2018 at 13:45 hours UTC. According to Mr. Philip Konans, the program is particularly interesting. Hello, Mr. Philip Konans. Thank you for sending your reception report on our broadcast to www.voynews.id. We are really glad because you are interested in our segment Today in History and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. As information, you can follow current news about our country through your website www.boinews.id. Well, Mr. Philip, please keep listening to our broadcast and please don't forget to send your report. And for you and other regular listeners, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song. Listener, now we will reply an email from Hidehiko Komachi in Japan. He was listening to our broadcast in English program through short waves on frequency of 3325 kHz at 1310 hours to 1330 hours UTC on October 12, 2018. And the SINPO was 3333. Hello, Mr. Hidehiko Komachi. Thank you for your time to listen to our broadcast, and we hope you always enjoy our presentation. For example, our current news affairs or entertainment. As our appreciation, we will play a beautiful song for you. Well, Mr. Hideko Komachi, please keep listening to our broadcast and keep sending your report.
Ada satu hal yang tidak kusukai dari kamu dan paling sering kau ulangi. Kadang-kadang bikin ku ilfeel, kadang-kadang bikin ku ilfeel.
Tiap hari aku, tiap hari terus hanya mendengar kau mengeluh dan mengeluh. Kadang-kadang bikin ku ilfeel, kadang-kadang bikin ku ilfeel. Ku hanya beritahu, tapi terjadi lagi.
Kok gitu sih? Loh kok marah? Jangan gitu sayang, jangan gitu sayang.
Apa kamu bisa lebih rileks saja daripada kamu mengeluh dan mengeluh?
Tenang saja, tenang, aku masih dengan kamu.
Tiap hari aku, tiap hari terus hanya mendengar kau mengeluh dan mengeluh. Kadang-kadang bikin ku ill feel, kadang-kadang bikin ku ill feel.
Ku hanya terjadi lagi.
Kok gitu sih? Loh kok marah? Jangan gitu sayang, jangan gitu sayang. Kok gitu sih? Loh kok marah? Jangan gitu sayang, jangan gitu sayang.
You are still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to reply an email from Apurba Kumarpal in India. In his email, Mr. Apurba Kumarpal said that he is one of our listeners who always monitor our broadcast. Hello, Mr. Apurba Kumarpal. Thank you very much for your appreciation and attention on our broadcast. And of course, your name will be listed in our listeners list. And you can also be our friend through Facebook in Voice of Indonesia fan page. But we are really sorry because at the moment we cannot send your request. Please don't be disappointed. Next time we will provide it for you. Thank you very much. Therefore, we will play a beautiful song just for you. Well, Mr. Apurba Kumarpal, enjoy the song.
Cool. bisa menebak, ku tak bisa membaca tentang kamu, tentang kamu. Kau buatku bertanya, selalu dalam hatiku tentang kamu, tentang kamu. Bagaimana bila akhirnya ku cinta kau dari kekuranganmu hingga lebihmu? Bagaimana bila semua benar terjadi? Mungkin bagaimana bila akhirnya ku cinta kau dari kekuranganmu hingga lebihmu? Bagaimana bila semua benar terjadi? Mungkin
listener, before we end our listeners' mailbag, we want to reply an email from Dr. Francisco Chamarata Scalisi in Venezuela. In his email, Dr. Francisco Chamarata Scalisi wished us, first of all, the best of successes and at the same time, a Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year full of prosperity. Hello, Dr. Francisco Chamarata Scalisi. Thank you very much for your attention. We also wish you always success in your career and Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year full of prosperity. Thank you very much. Listener, wherever you are, we will inform you that we have a new program on RRNet. This program is broadcast from Monday to Friday at 2000 hours to 20 to 30 hours West Indonesia time, or 1300 hours to 1330 hours UTC. This program enables you not only listen but also watch our program just like watching TV. And this is how to access VOI English News Service via RRI Play. First, download RRI Play mobile application from Google Play. Open RRI Play application and then choose RRI Net. And you can enjoy our program. Well, listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately we have to sign off now. Thank you very much for listening to Voice of Indonesia and also visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. I repeat again, Voice of Indonesia, English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id, voi@voinews.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia. Or you can also follow our Twitter @voiindonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we'll play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Ani Hasana. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag. Bye-bye.
Bantu aku, biar lupa, bisa lupa kamu. Tidak harus, harus cepat, cepat lupa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia.
Tiap kaki melangkah di hadapmu Dinda, adakah sedikit getar hati terasa saat senyum terlukis di wajahmu cinta? Ada kau wajahku hadir dalam semesta. Meski ku bukan siapa-siapa, namun ingin hati sekedar hadir menyapa cinta, memastikan kau terjaga dalam lembayung jingga. Berharap nyawaku ada selintas di dalam senjamu. Oh, 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 adinda, di mata ini kau terindah. Meskipun belum tentu kau tahu aku ada, mungkin kau hanya memandang aku sebelah. Tapi aku tak peduli itu, ku tahu ku jauh dari nomor satu. Diriku bukan siapa-siapa, namun ingin hati sekedar hadir menyapa cinta. Biarkanlah suka yang kini ku rasa tetap jadi sebuah angan yang masih rahasia, namun jangan sia-sia selintas di dalam senjamu. Biarlah ku pendam rasa sendiri.
Voice of Indonesia.
Aku sesali cintaku untukmu, meskipun dirimu tak nyata untukku. Sejak pertama kau mengisi hari-hariku, aku tak meragu. Mengapa harus dirimu? Aku takkan bertahan bila tak teryakinkan sesungguhnya cintaku memang hanya untukku. Sungguh ku tak menahan bila jalan suratan menuliskan. Selamanya
Bila tak teryakinkan sesuatu.